You're listening to Reflections West with David Moore and Lisa Simon.
Featuring stories and ideas of a diverse American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Robert Stubblefield, an author and teacher at the University of Montana. Here, Stubblefield reflects on the immediacy of storytelling. He writes,
"As a teacher, I strongly support the practice of writing about literature in the present tense. I support this because it's more than a convention. It's how art occupies our minds. Writers create and people a world every bit as immediate and instructive as the one before our eyes and at our fingertips. Great literature never slides off into the past, but remains with us in an eternal present." In February 2003, I shared a midwinter evening with James and Lois Welch. As they gathered their coats, Jim told me matter-of-factly that he had cancer, and then, in the same clear and direct fashion, about his plans for a new book. "I want to write a contemporary novel," he said. As we stepped out into the freezing, starry night, I thought of the great achievement of Jim's novel called Fool's Crow. In it, he brought to life 19th-century winter camps and made us feel the grip of Coldmaker, the Blackfeet spirit of winter. That world that Jim shaped and revealed seemed as clear and present as the gray vapor of our breath against the darkness. I wished for more novels from Jim, yet he had already written stories as immediate as any I could imagine. Did I say that to Jim before they drove away? I want to believe that I did, but honestly, I can't remember. So I'm saying it now, on another February evening, as Coldmaker's grip on Montana and on our minds remains strong.
Stubblefield pairs his reflection with a passage from the novel Fool's Crow by James Welch.
In this scene, the main character muses on responsibility and community and freedom. Fool's Crow is trying to rescue his renegade friend from wrong choices that ultimately would hurt his people, the Piikani's. He sees their conflict converging like two churning winter rivers.
The thought came into his mind without warning, the sudden understanding of what Fast Horse found so attractive in running with Owl Child. It was this freedom from responsibility, from accountability to the group that was so alluring. As long as one thought of himself as part of the group, he would be responsible to and for that group. If one cut the ties, he had the freedom to roam, to think only of himself and not worry about the consequences of his actions. So it was for Owl Child and Fast Horse to roam, and so it was for the Piikani's to suffer. Fool's Crow stood and walked over to the joining of the two rivers. As he watched, the silent seam filled with ice chunks and froth. He knew he would find Fast Horse. But could he talk him into returning to camp, into giving up this freedom? Fast Horse had changed, and Fool's Crow knew his task was hopeless. His own feeling of freedom deserted him. As he looked into the ice-clogged seam of the two rivers, he felt again the weight of responsibility. He had promised Boss Ribs to bring back his son, and that is what he would try to do. He tossed a chunk of ice into the seam, and it joined the other chunks, indistinguishable, heading downriver.
A passage by James Welch.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Austin, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and Lively Times, Montana's source for arts and entertainment.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.